We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4 o'clock hour. And, of course, you know the 4 o'clock hour always starts at 4:03 on the Hockman and Crowder extravaganza. That's how we do it.
We didn't let you down last week. I'll tell you that much.
You kept true to the Hockman and Crowder mangled clock.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I think we had one segment 1 hour. Solana, am I lying? I think we did a 52-minute segment one time.
Are you outing me, bro?
What could you possibly have to talk about for 52 minutes, Solana?
Victor Oladipo destinations.
See, they're talking about it. That's I think it's Bally Sports that's up on one of our monitors here. Rudy Gobert. Jazz receive four future first rounders. Like, it's still, when you see it in writing, you're like, how? Like, what am I missing on Rudy Gobert? Like, I understand he's a good basketball player. Four first rounders? Like, what am I missing there? Am I missing something? He's
arguably the best defender year in and year out.
Agreed.
That's all I got.
Okay. I didn't know if I was missing anything beyond that. I'm being 100% honest. Like, I know he's a great defender. He wins Defensive Player of the Year, or often is in the running. Like, but four first rounders? Like, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, it seems very like when football got away from running backs.
Right.
It seems very like, hey, everybody's scoring 120. Don't you want an offensive threat for four first round? I'm with you. When I saw it, like you said your DJ, your son told you about it, and you were like, you have to have this wrong. There's no way. They're getting four ones for Rudy Gobert. I was the same way when I saw it. I was like, four ones?
Because, if you're trading Kevin Durant, you have to get at least now four ones in return, and you really should get more.
Yeah. Y'all said eight. I don't know if that's too much, but at least
no one can give that
up.
That's
five.
But that's the thing that makes it so strange.
I was thinking more like 12. If Rudy Gobert's four.
Right? Am I missing something there, Solana?
I'm with you because typically you trade four first-round draft picks for one player and no picks in return. It means one thing. That player is the piece you're missing to win a title.
Right, like that guy will be the guy that leads you to the title. Rudy Gobert's not doing that.
Are the Timberwolves all of a sudden now with pairing him with Karl-Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, even though I know they're looking at options to trade him, are they – I mean, they're closer, right? Like, he makes them better. He improves the roster, but are they now in the conversation for an NBA title? No.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Trying to throw it back, get two bigs. Cat and Rudy, they're throwing it back. Old school basketball, baby.
Look, I love it. I could talk about Pete Axthelm and old school basketball all day long. You got the right audience here. I mean, you put Ralph Sampson next to Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm all about it. I just don't see how four first-rounders make sense in return for Rudy Gobert. But what do I know?
I don't know if they can beat the Warriors with that lineup.
Yeah, I don't even know if they can beat the Lakers. Lakers didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm still high on them. All right, let's get headlines. We are juggling a lot of balls today on this Tuesday. We'll get headlines. We're going to get some Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. So headlines here. Start out the hour with Alejandro Solana. The next 52 minutes is all yours. Go ahead.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks tonight. Los Marlins. They're back at home. They'll play the Angels tonight. And tomorrow, 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch. It's a sandy night.
Yeah, Sandy Alcantara tonight. Be throwing some balls against Shohei Ohtani. And who else? Mike Trout. Mike Trout's on the Angels, right?
He is.
There you go.
Can you name anybody else on the Angels?
I almost couldn't name Mike Trout.
the best player in baseball.
I know.
Man's in them.
Adrian Wojnarowski, by the way, we're talking about the NBA.
Noah Syndergaard.
He's pitching tonight, yes.
Yeah. There you go. I thought he was on the Mets.
He reported that the Nets are asking for an all-star and several first-round picks for Kevin Durant, but he also says the trade market is still taking shape.
All right.
Earlier today, TJ Warren agreed to a one-year deal with the Brooklyn Nets.
Monty Harrison is on the Angels. He used to be on the Marlins. Remember him?
Monty.
Remember him? No? Anybody?
I remember. No. I remember Monty Harrison, but just a random guy you would remember.
It was. It was a random guy, but I think it was last season. I think it was last season. He had like a couple decent games.
The Miami Heat, they're currently in action right now in the California Classic. They're beating the Warriors 51-38 at halftime. They've lost their first two games in the California Classic. They'll start their Las Vegas Summer League schedule Saturday night.
Oh, Monty Harrison was on the Marlins during the pandemic year. Remember when they went to the playoffs? So in 32 games for Miami, he hit 170 with one home run and three runs batted in. And during that Cubs playoff series, in the wild card series, he pinch ran and had a stolen base. So maybe you want to put together a little montage or something for his return to Miami, Solana.
I'd rather just play Corey Dickerson joining our
show.
That's
really why I was looking at the roster. I was begging and praying that Corey Dickerson would be on the roster.
We missed it. The Marlins.
No!
The Marlins played the Cardinals last week. You were off. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Rafa Nadal, Nick Kyrgios, and Taylor Fritz, the American, all advanced to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. They'll play tomorrow. Nadal will play the American Fritz tomorrow morning. Novak Djokovic, he trailed two sets to love today versus the Italian Sinner. Came back, won three straight sets. He advances to the quarterfinals as well.
That hurt you.
It does. I don't like Novak.
All right.
Inter Miami, they got a point yesterday versus Dallas FC. They're 1 point out of eighth place, 3 points back of the fifth seed. They'll play Orlando on Saturday.
All right, very good.
You guys see this funny story? Mike Greer, he's named the general manager of the San Jose Sharks in the NHL. So it happens to be Chris Greer's brother who played in the NHL, and he's going to become the first black man in NHL history to hold that position of general manager. And there was a funny tweet. Jalen Phillips of the Dolphins quote tweeted the announcement, and he said he thought Chris Greer left the Miami Dolphins because they look so alike.
Right, because they're related.
They're brothers.
But the way that you know it's Chris Greer is the dude rocks the suit with the hat. And the picture of Mike Greer did not have the suit with the hat. It was just a suit. I immediately knew it was not Chris Greer because Chris Greer, he has, man, captured a look, a suit, and a baseball hat. Always. And he looks good doing it. Doesn't look silly.
I'm telling you, and listen, I've known Chris Greer. Like I told you, Chris Greer came to University of Florida to interview me in 2004, and he had on a damn baseball cap. When I got to the Dolphins, he had on a baseball cap. To this day, I've seen him maybe twice without a baseball cap on.
Somebody texts in, where is Aronde Gadsden? Usually joins us on Tuesdays. He's taking the week off, and he will join us next Tuesday, where we will be at Twin Peaks, by the way. We'll be back at Twin Peaks next Tuesday, and Aronde Gadsden will be out there with us.
Finally, guys, I know we mentioned Stranger Things in the last hour, but they set a record. The first part of Stranger Things on Netflix, season 4, had 7.2 billion minutes of viewing time. Ooh. In 1 week, making it the highest weekly total for any streaming show. They also have the highest two-week total with 12.34 billion minutes. They released the second part of season 4. That also did incredible numbers.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing series. Pretty amazing season.
Should I start back up? Because when they got to the Upside Down world, I kind of fell off.
Fell off? Wasn't that the first episode of season 1?
No, it was like the end of season 1 when now you're going and everything's falling through holes.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is about the Upside Down. I mean, it's like saying I lost interest in Scarface when it became a movie about drug dealing. Like, I mean, it's the whole
concept. They did drugs in Scarface?
You didn't get that far either, huh?
I don't know. Upside down world turned me off. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not a sci-fi fan, and I got I think because we all had a lot of time during the pandemic, and man, I just love that show. But I thought this season four was phenomenal. Like they use music in a way that is so unbelievably creative. The end of the first episode of this second chapter was Separate Ways by Journey, you know, when they're walking up to the house. It's Max. No spoilers, but I mean, the music is just phenomenal. And Solana played Kate Bush running up that hill earlier.
Man, that song is such a banger. Crowder, I don't know if you're deep enough for the Upside Down.
It's a great point.
I might not be. Is the bald head girl 60 now?
She's just about. They're all old. It's like, it really is funny watching them play these kids. It's like when I watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High, like, you know, I watch it now and I'm like, Forrest Whitaker is 35 years old. Of course he was dominant on the football field. The guy had already been to 6 Pro Bowls.
Left the league.
Damone was a roadie at that point for like Led Zeppelin for 8 years. What was he doing in high school? All right, let's finish up here so that we can get to Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday.
I'll get to weather. It's sponsored by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com is the website. Free consultations 24/7. Call 866-954-MORE. Still partly cloudy. Still hot. Humid. It's summertime. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right, we're going to do a little Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday in the next segment, which means Solana's got topics, and Crowder and I have opinions. And we'll try to make it a little sportsy and a little Hank Goldberg-themed, if you will, so that we can continue to honor him throughout the show as we've been doing since 2 o'clock. So we'll talk about it Tuesday here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You can eat onion rings as a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, I'm onion ring guy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so we have honored the late Hank Goldberg, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82. And we thought we'd give Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday a little Hank Goldberg I mean, like, what is this? You know, it's like, it's not a theme. It's just a little bit Hank-related. Is that fair to say? Yeah, a little.
Is it an homage?
Yeah,
I guess,
a little homage to Hank. What are we having here? Like a sportsy question and then a Hank question or questions that revolve around Hank's likes and dislikes? It's got a little theme to it.
Tip of the cap.
To use the right parlance, a doff of the cap. To Hank Goldberg. You have a big open here for Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday?
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder Talk About It.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks South Florida.
By the way, oh my. I looked across the window, Crowder, and Solana is wearing a Miami Dolphins helmet. Is that in homage to Hank?
I mean, he was the guy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're banging the microphone with the face guard.
I mean, you wanted to know about the Dolphins. He was your guy.
That is true.
So there's a Dolphins helmet back here, and I figured what better way to honor
what
the
better
hammer?
Way to get COVID than to put it right on your head?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay home the rest of the week, fellas.
What better way to catch monkeypox than to put that thing right on your head? Twin Peaks, by the way. We will be out there next Tuesday. We're there every other Tuesday, so next Tuesday. Solana just tried to take a sip of his Red Bull with this Dolphins helmet on. There's a reason they squirt the Gatorade into their mouth when they're wearing helmets. Solana.
Can't get a cannon.
Of course you can't. You have a mouth guard.
Get a cannon there.
We will be out at Twin Peaks in Davie next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Twin Peaks University Drive in Davie. Twin Peaks, by the way, very excited to introduce a brand new wing flavor, Hot Honey. They've brought the heat with this one, featuring honey, crushed red pepper, jalapenos, and cayenne pepper. It's sweet on the front end with a kick at the end. You get to Twin Peaks and find your favorite new wing sauce. That's at Twin Peaks the entire month of July. All right, a Hank Goldberg style. Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. Go ahead, Solana.
All right, guys, what's a better afternoon for you? A day at the track watching live horse racing or a day in the sports book in Vegas gambling on football?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. That is a great Hank Goldberg theme question, because if he wasn't, you know, he spent his last few years living in Vegas, but if he wasn't in the sports book, he was at the track.
Yeah.
If you ever went to the track in South Florida, I mean, Hank was ubiquitous. I was at Gulfstream. I went to Gulfstream on Sunday. I didn't even tell you guys, but I invested in another couple of horses. He got scratched Sunday. He got scratched on Sunday, or else I really would have told you. But
that's always a good sign.
I went to, he's such a pig. This horse is such a pig. It's so bad, this horse. But I was there Sunday. I was at Gulfstream. I brought Whittingham. You know who we ran into? We ran into Mike Mayo, former food critic from the Sun Sentinel, and Chris Perkins. Yeah. Love Perk.
Perk.
And a day at Gulfstream. I mean, it was hot as hell Sunday. But a day at the track is really fun. I love a day at the track. But given my choice, gambling on NFL Sunday at a sports book in Vegas would be my premier choice as a way to spend a weekend. And I think, I don't know if Hank would prefer the track or the football gambling. He loved them both. But for me, the sports book in Vegas, gambling on football. Crowder?
I know this is going to surprise you guys. You know, I've never been to Churchill Downs, but the only place I've seen was Gulfstream. The only place I've ever watched horses run. I've actually told the story where they brought me and Ronnie Brown at our rookie year to K congratulate one of the horses on winning, and it was terrifying because these damn horses are so high sprung, their whole body tenses up, and they just flit. They just, like, muscles just tense the whole time, and they like they're about to kick the hell out of you. I don't really like sports books. I like to go place my bets, but sitting in a sports book next to those guys that are betting on all them games.
I'm with you on that. I know what you're saying.
It's like it's a funny place to be because you don't feel like a fan of sports. You feel like a gambler.
Right.
Like everybody in there is cussing and screaming and smoking, chain smoking back to back. So I would a Gulfstream with the bars and the slot machines upstairs, watching the horses run a little bit, walking around. They have restaurants, they have retail. I'd rather be at Gulfstream Park than to be at a sports book.
I have a great picture of me, you, and Leroy Horde at a sports book in Vegas looking pathetic and sad. It's a perfect descriptor for a day at the sports book. You make a good point though, because you're inside and you're watching, you know, 15 different games, and Gulfstream you do. You're outside you make a good point.
And you can chase right now. Like you're looking at one game and oh, okay, they're getting beat. Okay, let me go put another 100 on this because I know that 100's gone. Like it's a weird place to be. If you've never been to a sports book, it's a weird place to be.
But you could chase quickly at Gulfstream because they got, you know, the simulcast center. I mean, Whittingham and I, we weren't chasing. We had a winning day, but we were winning Gulfstream, and then we'd go bet Woodbine in Canada, and then we'd bet Churchill Downs and Belmont. Time of our lives.
See, I don't want to do the Gulfstream with you.
Oh, you got to get out. You got to get down and dirty.
The first time I sat at a table for over 3 hours in Vegas was with you.
I know, and that was a short stint.
You just go and go and go.
Gotta get dirty. Gotta get dirty. All right, what else do you have in the Hank Goldberg theme Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday, Solana?
This one's interesting. I'm going to ask you guys, who's the greatest representative of Miami sports? So we're looking for one person here, a representative, one person. I have to fix that one.
Yeah.
That was weird.
A representative.
One person.
Nobody says that.
A representative.
Who is the personification of Miami sports?
Talk about it. I will give you Hank Goldberg's answer. I will channel Hank Goldberg. You know, on this show before, I have become Hank Man. I have become a mixture of Mark Hockman and Hank Goldberg, Mark Hankman. But I will channel Hank Goldberg for this one because his answer, and you would not be able to debate him on it, his answer would be Don Shula. Don Shula is the face of Miami sports and will always be the face of Miami sports. That is Hank Goldberg giving an answer, and if you don't agree, you're a jagoff.
Oh, I don't want to be a jagoff.
Come on,
but I don't
for
think
Hank. Nope, do it for Hank.
Don Shula.
Solana, who do you think?
Well,
do it for Hank.
All right, it's Don.
There you go.
Marino Sweat. What about Marino Sweat?
Don Shula.
Riley?
Don Shula, you jagoff. All right, got time for one more?
Yeah, how did Hank celebrate New Year's Eve to ring in the year of 2000?
Talk about it. Oh, I'm very glad you asked that. I actually fed you that question. I had a run-in. It's one of my favorite run-ins. I went the turn of the millennium, if you will, when it became the year 2000, everyone was A, scared of Y2K, so some people didn't go out at all. You were around for Y2K, weren't you, Crowder? How old were you?
Yeah, I was a sophomore in high
school. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, remember the Y2K scare? Everything was
going to
shut down.
All the computers were going to crash and everything was going to go to hell. Yeah.
Yeah. So there were two camps of people. Either you hunkered down on that New Year's Eve. What do you think your parents did, Solana? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, we did the Solana New Year's party like we do every year.
Ah. So some people hunkered down. Some people went out. It was one of the most expensive New Year's Eves ever because going from the 1900s to the 2000s, you know, it was a big deal. So the Doral did a, it was like a two-night stay, and I can't remember who played the first night. They had a little stage built on one of the greens, I think. It's either on a fairway or a green. And who was the second act? I can't remember the first act. But the New Year's Eve night was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so I went with my wife. We didn't have a kid back then. My college roommate, Barry, went with his wife. Jim Frivola went with his wife. We got rooms at the Doral for the weekend. And we watched Earth, Wind, and Fire on New Year's Eve at Doral. And I saw Hank Goldberg walk in with some knockout. I mean, this woman, you know, Hank wasn't exactly a model. He wasn't Fabio. And Hank walks in to this Earth, Wind, and Fire concert, and there was VIP seating, which was just like bleachers closer. It was really, it was poorly done. It was, the whole thing was so poorly done. But he walks in, Hank, with, I mean, she looked like Jessica Rabbit. I don't think that they were dating, if you understand what I'm saying, Crowder.
They were dating. I don't know the ramifications around the date, but that was a date.
So, yeah, it was a defined set of time. But he walks in. He watched, if you want to know the answer to your question, Solana, what was he doing New Year's Eve at the turn of the millennium? He was watching Earth, Wind, and Fire in the presence of a beautiful lady at the Doral. There you go. I'm sure you don't have a different answer, Crowder, because that question was meant for me.
Man, I love this Hank. The more I learn, the more I love. Goodness gracious.
I mean, he stopped everyone in their tracks when he walked into this concert. One more, Solana? You got time for one more quick one or no?
Yeah. In Hank's honor, Hawk, one last time. Go ahead. Do it. Call me a jagoff.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it! All right, start to say anything, Solana.
Yeah, so
shut
I
up,
think...
Shut up, you jag-off! Moron. Crowder, you want to try it? It's fun.
Okay, Solana, I'm ready.
I really just think that
shut
the
up,
Miami...
Shut up, you jag-off! Moron. It does. It makes
it's
freeing.
Fun,
it
right?
Freeing.
It's freeing. Yeah. It is. It is.
But don't you just think that...
Shut up, you jag-off.
Man, this 80s radio was pretty fun.
You moron. There you go. A little homage to Hank Goldberg. Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. And again, Twin Peaks, we're excited to introduce a brand new wing flavor, hot honey. They're bringing the heat with this one, featuring honey, crushed pepper, crushed red pepper, jalapenos, and cayenne pepper. It's sweet on the front end with a kick at the end. Get to Twin Peaks and find your new favorite wing sauce. And again, we will be at Twin Peaks on University Drive in Davie next Tuesday. There you go. A little rousing rendition of Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday. Hey, today is Shohei Ohtani's birthday. Solana, you didn't tell me that. I mean, you did. You put it on the show sheet, but interesting.
How old is he?
Take a guess. Let's play the, I heard you guys play on the best of the age game.
Yeah, we did.
Take a guess.
Ooh, 27.
28. Very
28,
close.
Yeah.
Richie Incognito is celebrating a birthday today. Would you like to guess his age? Oh,
38.
39. Very close.
Richie's 39?
Your
he's still
friend,
in the league?
I don't think so. I think he finally, I don't think he played last season, did he? Well, that Steve
no, he should.
Was he on the Raiders?
I thought he was on Buffalo, I thought. How many teams behind him? I think he was on the Raiders. I think you're right.
Listen, you can say whatever you want about Richie. He's crazy as all hell, but he can play guard now.
He's not playing anymore, Steven? No?
Well, as of my search, he was on the Raiders last year, but he's not on their team this year.
All right. Your friend Jason Allen is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, he's a puppy. 30?
39.
Jason Allen, the corner.
That's what I was assuming. Is it a different Jason Allen? Solana?
No, this is Jason Allen, Crowder's teammate.
The J.A., would he put the snake skin on his booty, Jason
Allen?
That's
who I was thinking of because that's the story I was telling. Yeah, just Wikipedia him, 39.
30?
He's my age?
Did you forget you're 36, Crowder?
Who, me? I'll be 39 in a couple months. I didn't think he was my age.
Well, I thought he was a year behind you. Oh, but you came out early, though.
I came out early, and he stayed off 5 years. Wow. Yeah, his hairline's showing it, though.
Paulie D from
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. He's a big DJ now, Crowder. Paulie D. You want to guess how old he is?
Hair mousse.
He definitely has a lot of product in his hair.
I don't know.
He is 42.
All I know is Snooki because she's named after a fish.
Yeah, Snooki. And then Huey Lewis. You know Huey Lewis in the news?
In the news, yeah.
Yeah, Huey Lewis celebrating a birthday today. You want to guess how old he is?
65.
72.
Skipped over Beno Udrih. Heat legend, how dare you?
He was a Heat legend. Remember Beno Udrih?
No, he was before me.
No, he wasn't.
A couple of years ago.
So you're saying I was covering the Heat when he was on the team?
Yeah, you were. You absolutely were.
You jag off. Yeah,
10 years. You know what? Get one off. Get one off, Solana. I deserve it.
Beno, you moron.
Beno.
There you go. All right, let's take a break because we got a lot of stuff coming up here still on the program. I think we've had a good run of it here remembering Hank Goldberg. So we'll take a quick break. We're about 20 minutes away from the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Every fish has a gill. Only certain fish have bills.
I'm not so certain.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ira Winderman got asked in the Ask Ira column in the Sun Sentinel. I know we've talked about Hank a lot today, and we will in the 5 o'clock hour as well. But I'll give you a little bit of Heat talk because people are curious about Kevin Durant. Someone emailed Ira and said, Kevin Durant is a superstar, no doubt, but a great teammate and someone with built-in Heat-type culture? Not so sure. He's also on the wrong side of 30. After one of the most serious injuries a basketball player can have, yes, he appears recovered, and 90% of Durant is better than 95% of nearly any other player. But you're then one injury away from being a lottery team, should he go down, and all you have left on the roster are Jimmy Butler and a surrounding cast of B players. We'd have to give up far too much for KD. And Ira's response is, deals such as these typically come down to the willingness to offer something more. To get Shaquille O'Neal, it meant throwing in Caron Butler. To get Kyle Lowry, it meant giving up Precious Achiuwa. And along the way, the Heat have tossed in draft picks when needed. So whether it is Kevin Durant or Donovan Mitchell or perhaps even John Collins, it could come down to how many first-round picks are too many. With Pat Riley and his win-now approach, I'm not sure such a prohibitive total exists beyond the league's restrictions. So, yes, if there is a mega deal for the Heat this offseason, it might come with external consternation about one draft pick too many. But for Riley and the Heat, it will be about an opportunity to go from good to great. And I get what the writer's point is, and I get what Ira's point is, which is you get KD on the team, you go from good to great, right? I mean, there's no question about that. That's not up for debate. But the writer, you know, brings up some good points, too. He's had devastating injuries. Remember that playoffs where you watched him?
Watched his calf when it shook all the way up his calf.
And he's the wrong side of 30. I get that as well. So you go, okay, it's one of those things, like it's a roll of the dice where it's an all or nothing, right? If you give up the house for him, and you're going to have to, if you give up the house, you better get what you're gambling on, or else you are left there standing with nothing.
Oh, yeah. Like when we did the big three.
Yep.
Like that's my precedent on building a team, a super team, or building a championship team. You got to have a plan. You don't go out there and give up five ones and a superstar for KD and have nothing. Oh, KD, it's you and Yurtsevin. Let's see what happens. Like you have to have a plan with that.
But the thing is, you need Kevin Durant to be able to uphold his end of the bargain. That's the question that I think, you know, you go, okay, we'll do all the right things. And if they might be able to keep Bam. And I'm trying to think of the machinations of, cause we know that they can't trade Bam to Brooklyn if Brooklyn has Ben Simmons. Right. Mm-hmm. So we know that. So now you're going to keep Jimmy Butler. Kevin Durant, I think, has let it be known that one of the reasons that he would come to the Heat is because Jimmy Butler would be there. So let's say you have Jimmy and Bam and KD. You're still gambling that Kevin Durant's going to be able to uphold his end of the bargain, which is stay healthy, play the requisite number of games, and be the dominant figure that he needs to be. I mean, you need everything to come together.
And just looking at it, the games have went down because Golden State played 62, 68, 78. Last 2 years in Brooklyn, 35 and 55. But his numbers are right there, Hawk. 52% shooting. He actually, I go back to 2013. His points per game is as high as it's been since 2013. 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Like, bro, KD's still playing ball, Hawk.
Oh, I would do it. But how many first-round picks is too many for you? Five? Five future first-round picks you get KD next season.
That's a lot of picks.
They can't send five anyways.
So four is the limit?
It's three. The Heat can send three and Nikola Jovic, who they just drafted. So essentially four.
So why was the Rudy Gobert deal? Why could they send four?
It's not that NBA teams aren't allowed to send four.
Oh, I got you.
Specifically the Miami Heat. I'll double-check it, but I'm pretty sure I remember Ira putting this in one of his articles.
Because you can only give up a certain amount in the future, but the Heat don't have enough.
Right, because of what they've done in the past and because of whatever they're restricted to right now, I believe they can give up three first-round picks, future unprotected first-round picks, plus Nikola Jovic, so essentially four
first-round picks.
First-round picks.
Is that too much for you?
No.
Not for me.
No, it's really KD. Not. It's just we've seen what a star does to this city. We've seen what a star does to this team with the rings that weigh. And, bro, go get you an all-star. Let's see what happens. And you know, Tyler Hero, I love him. Bam, I love him. They're working their way into NBA stars. But we've seen Riley not really care about no damn draft picks in the past and just go after
them. Yeah. I don't think the draft picks are of worry to him. But, again, you're gambling because if it doesn't work out and you've given up all your draft picks and you've given up, because who'd you have to give up, Solana? You'd have to throw in Duncan Robinson, maybe Tyler Hero. Like, you'd have to give him a player. They want an all-star.
Yeah, he says he wants to play with Jimmy, Bam, from what we're reading, and Kyle Lowry.
Right.
I don't see how the math works there.
Right, so maybe you're sending Lowry, Duncan Robinson.
Somewhere. I mean, you might have to add a third team, which is where it gets dicey for the Heat. But, yeah, Duncan would have to be a part of this trade. Hero would have to be the centerpiece.
How about my guy Goran Dragic went to the Bulls? How about that?
It's weird.
Doesn't end up in Dallas again. I don't know. For a small minimum contract.
I know why KD wants to play with Kyle Lowry, because Kyle ain't shooting the damn ball none. He knows he's going to get more shots off.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is just moments away.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.